Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Maria Curley is a Tipperary footballer. Maria is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Maria, I was reading your Kilkenny Camogie colleague, Katie Power, recently talking about her teammates are paying the price for their love of the game. You know, that they're often 100% out of pocket at the end of the month due to not getting any of your expenses covered. What is the situation, Maria?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me on. But yeah, I read Katie's article as well yesterday, and I think it just kind of shows a lot of frustration that's happening between players and counties across Ireland at the moment. I think both LGFA and Camogie have promised kind of mileage rates for players this year. And look, we haven't seen any major developments in the last couple of weeks. And I think that's kind of what was shown in that article that came out.
What do you get in terms of expenses?
Well, look, in 2024 up to now, we've gotten no mileage expenses, you know, up to date. And I suppose we are coming to the latter stages of the league. Lots of counties are knocked out. Some are preparing for a league final. So we're over halfway through the season. I guess in terms of LGFA, the Football Association, they've promised €17,500 per squad this year. And their promises is that they'll give 50 cent a mile per, you know, per mile. But I guess the frustration is coming because there's no structure in maybe how or when this might happen. Up to date, we've had no mileage expenses for any players. I can't speak on behalf of the Camogie or other squads, but you know, that is us. And I think while it is promised 50 cent a mile, I don't see how that can happen, because if you look at 17,500, that's per squad. So it will be variable with regards to players travelling from different, you know, different counties or different locations within their counties for training. So it's more of a per squad figure. And I think, you know, it's a bit ambitious to suggest that it's 50 cent a mile. But again, at the moment, we haven't received anything to date or kind of any plan.
What about you, Niamh Rockett? Niamh's a Waterford Camogie player. What's the situation?
Yeah, we're a similar situation to Maria as well. We've been promised a 17,500 as well, and you know, for as long as it goes for. But if you look at the total, like, players could be travelling between 200-400 miles a week, and that's only within your own county, never mind if people are travelling outside the county. So to say that that be spread out over 34 weeks amongst a panel is very ambitious. Now, look, like, it is an improvement, like, that there is some sort of expenses to, obviously, to help subsidise the cost of playing Camogie, that there is a stepping stone, but I suppose it's not going to cover the full expense of what it costs you to represent your county for the whole year.
By comparison, when you look at the men's, you know, how do things compare, Niamh?
Yeah, look, I suppose I've had the luxury of having my brother play for Waterford football for many years, and you know, I see the effort that they put in, and also Joe, like, at the end of every month, they just total up their mileage, and they're given a rate of 50 cent, 60 cent. It'll depend, varying from county to county, but they'll get the full expenses of whatever costs them to do their gym sessions and their pitch sessions for the week. Whereas I suppose up until now as well, like, we've never received any expenses for mileage in Camogie or LGFA. So this is probably a new phase coming for us. The 17,500 or 50 cent a mile is a new wave for Camogie and LGFA, but again, it's nothing in comparison to what the expenses that we will incur or our male colleagues will get.
Like, roughly, Maria, at the end of each month, can you give us a sort of an indication as to what you and your teammates would be out of pocket?
Well, look, personally, I drive about an hour to and from training, so that's 2 hours, three to four times a week, and that doesn't include any gym sessions. So I'm one of the lucky ones that lives within my own county, but we have girls coming from Dublin, from Cork, Limerick, Galway, all across the county, who are travelling a lot further. And then when you look at us, we're Tipperary, who is quite centrally located. But if you look at other squads, I'm sure Waterford are the same, you know, Kerry, Mayo, all those teams would have players living in Dublin. So it's quite a substantial drive, you know, when you think about it. And if you think about when you're working, or if you work with anyone and they cover your expenses, you know, very, very, very decently. And then you think about your playing and you're probably doing all of this out of pocket. I always laugh and joke at home and say we'd have a mortgage paid for at this stage if we didn't play for our counties. But at the end of the day, it's a choice we make, and it is a privilege to put on the county jersey. It's one we want to do, so it'd just be nice not to be out of pocket for it.
I'm thinking, Niamh, you probably have a lot of students as well commuting from Cork and Dublin for training sessions midweek.
Yeah, look, we're a young panel as well, and thankfully our county board have subsidised players that are travelling from college. We've got a lot of girls in Cork, UL and Dublin. So they subsidise the girls that, you know, mightn't necessarily have part-time jobs the weekend because they'll be playing and representing their county. And, you know, none of the other girls that are within the county have any problems with that or any qualms about that. But as Maria alluded to, that, like, you know, it would be great that you weren't out of pocket for travelling or representing your county. Obviously, it's a great privilege, but it's the girls that are maybe, you know, from that are student or trying to live from week to week that are putting ends meet together. Oh, that
absolutely, and sure, petrol and everything that goes with it. Like, it's of course it adds up. Have you noticed, Niamh, you know, some players just making the decision to actually drop out and come off the panels because of the cost associated?
Yeah, well, like, personally myself, like, you know, there is sacrifice that have to be made, and I can only speak from my own experience and our experience within our team. But, like, there are girls that, you know, that would be struggling from week to week, you know, trying to either make training sessions or, you know, cover the costs of the expense of representing your county and coming and going down from training and whatnot. You know, there is girls on our panel that are struggling quite a bit with it. So, although it's a great initiative by the LGFA and the Camogie, like, it is great to have that 17.5 in the kitty that has been offered to us along with the government grants and the grants for the minimum standards, the Players' Charter, which the GPA and the Women's GPA have alluded to now. But we'd love if they could get a kind of role, and I suppose, so that the girls are, like, we're coming toward the end of college now, would be like in May, they're kind of all finished up in April, so if they were getting some sort of subsidy, they probably need it around now before the college finishes up, so that they can, as Maria said, like, we're halfway through league now, and so that they can kind of be a little bit less out of pocket.
Have you, Maria, had any colleagues drop out or been forced out because of the lack of expenses being paid at the minute?
Look, I think it comes simply down to, if you don't have a supportive family around you, I don't think you can play inter-county football or camogie, being honest. You know, I know throughout my own career, my parents would have supported me my whole way through college, because, like Niamh said, it's very difficult to work a part-time job that will work around your training schedule and things like that. So while there's nobody that comes directly forward, well, we've had nobody coming directly forward to say, I can't play because of this, you also, I suppose, have your pride at stake and things like that. I've no doubt that it probably has, you know, fed into many girls' decisions throughout the last couple of years. Like I said, you know, without the support of good partners, good family support, I really don't think it would be feasible, in particular during your college years, because I think about when I was in college, but over the last, you know, 6 to 8 years, the cost of living in Ireland has gone so high that while we incurred massive costs in college, it's even worse for the girls now, you know, in terms of the cost of diesel and that. So I've no doubt in my mind that it probably affects girls' decision every year, you know.
Listen, Maria Curley, Niamh Rockett, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live as well today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.